Today we would like to have a look at a typical day in the life of Padre Pio. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we present to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin monk, he was a mystic, he was a miracle worker. Do stay tuned to this channel so that you can find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you. We'd also like to encourage people, please help us in our apostolate, and you can do this by liking our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues, subscribe to our channel too, and you have to click that reminder bell. Now, Padre Pio's typical day was a very long day, usually consisting of a minimum of 15 or 16 hours of activity, and sometimes even going up to 19 hours of activities. His day apparently would take place between the altar on the one hand, celebrating Mass, and the confessional of the other hand. Starting at 2:30 a.m. in the morning, he would make a lengthy and a fervent preparation for his Holy Mass that he was going to say a little later. And then at 5 a.m., crowds had already gathered in the church and his Mass would take place. They say this Mass was something very, very special. And often Padre Pio, at the time of consecration or thinking about our mystery of our Lord, he would go into an ecstasy. Maybe he'd spend 10 or 15 minutes in ecstasy, and at this time graces would pour down on the congregation. There would be many conversions during this time. Pope John Paul II tells us that the altar and the confessional, these were like the two points, the two poles of Padre Pio's life. And so for 50 years, people looked up to Padre Pio as the stigmatized Capuchin. They looked up with a veneration. It was not only the stigmata, the wounds that attracted the crowds, because in fact, he used to keep the stigmata well hidden under woolen gloves. He didn't really want people to know about his stigmata. Many just considered it a tremendous grace to be able to participate in Padre Pio's masses, or to be able to encounter in the confessional a priest who was just so holy and so similar to our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, the stigmata on his hands, on his feet, and in his side, they caused him tremendous pain, and they used to bleed profusely. And according to the scientist Enrico Medi, he said, "It seems to me that there has never been a saint in the history of the whole church from which Christ has asked for so much blood as Padre Pio." But it didn't even seem to eat enough to sustain all of this. So something miraculous in that. And then at the end of the Mass, it was very important for Padre Pio to make a proper thanksgiving for having received the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once he had completed that, then he would go back to his room, to his cell, as they called it, and he'd have a short cup of coffee. And after that, his day in the confessional would begin. He'd begin hearing confessions, absolving everyone who confessed sincerely. And sometimes penitents were overcome by sorrow. They were unable even to do their part in the confessional. And then Padre Pio had this gift. He could take over their side of their confession, confess their sins for them, because he could read the heart. We can imagine what an effect that must have had on people. Well, by midday, then it was Padre Pio's turn to recite the Angelus. And anyone, any faithful present, they would receive his blessing too. And then a little after the Angelus, he would go to the refectory, which is the dining hall, I guess, for a little lunch. And he'd take his place at his table, and then he'd eat very, very little. Usually, they say just a few spoonfuls of vegetables or maybe some soup and half a glass of wine. So Padre Pio ate such meager rations that people have even asked, was it enough just to replace all the blood that he was losing through his stigmata? And then after this very frugal meal, Padre Pio would now go back to his cell, and there he'd have his siesta until 3 p.m., at which point he'd go back to the church and continue with confessions, hearing confessions until 5 p.m. And then it was the hour of relaxation in the monastery. And you go into the courtyard in summer, when in winter he'd head to the warmer balcony. And there he would relax by talking to some of the confreres, or if there was some faithful person who needed advice, he would give them advice. After this, Padre Pio went back to his cell and he would continue praying, reciting several rosaries and other prayers. And then at 7 p.m., Padre Pio would appear in the small window of the choir that's high up in the monastery, and he'd bless everyone who was standing outside in the square waiting for this blessing. Then dinner at 19:30, at 7:30 p.m., and he'd go down to the refectory once again and eat another very small, frugal dinner. After which it was back to his cell for several hours more prayer. And eventually, Padre Pio would become tired and he'd fall asleep. And that was the end of his day. So these were very long days and they were all very similar. But they were always rich in sufferings and sacrifices and prayers that he was making for other people. He had a great sense of humor too. And someone asked him once, "What shall I answer my sister Rosa?" Obviously some problem had been proposed to Padre Pio, and he turned to her smiling and replied, "Tell her she must rather turn into a carnation." Not sure what that means, but of course he was just teasing this person. We'd like to encourage you to enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We have a Mass every Friday. We bring your intentions to this Mass to Padre Pio. We bring Padre Pio's intentions for all of us. Please do enroll your intentions. You can do that by watching the video on the end screen, or go to the video link in the description below and click that link through to our website.